today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Monday, 11th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of August, 23 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, chapter Ar-Ra'd, verse 26 of the Holy Quran, we'll listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر وفرحوا بالحياة الدنيا وما الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا متاع.
Allah extends provision for whom He wills and restricts it. And they rejoice in the worldly life, while the worldly life is not, compared to the hereafter, except brief enjoyment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
What is important is the fact that we must not feel rude and arrogance once our means of sustenance is amplified, forgetting everything, nor must we become disparate of everything when our means of sustenance is at stake, for the divine system is one which is based on His wisdom, Allah's wisdom, and has got trial bases, and it is not based on luck, chance, and good omens. Usually, those who are affluent in their means of sustenance and are given sustenance in abundant tend to forget it and ignore the hereafter, sticking to the mortal world and its beauty, while this worldly life is nothing else but limited in its scope and is a mortal one as compared to the hereafter, for the latter is immortal.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
During this week, and on this program, today's special, we'll look at comparison of this life and the hereafter. It has been related that the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, if the world of Allah was equal to a mosquito's wing, then he would not allow the disbeliever to have a sip of water from it. Living simply means turning away from the things of this world because they are so worthless. You do not bother with them and remain detached from them. Being detached from this world does not mean that you should forbid what Allah has permitted, nor that you should squander money. Rather, it is a state in which you are more certain of what is in the hand of Allah than you are of what is in your own hands. Your state in misfortune is the same as your state at other times. Your attitude towards those who quite rightly criticize you and those who quite rightly praise you is the same.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. When Imam Ali alayhi salam deputed Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr as the governor to Egypt, he wrote him a document as an advice to him and the Egyptians. Imam said, "Know, O people, that the righteous ones have acquired the joys of this transient world, as well as the forthcoming hereafter. They shared with the worldly people in their mundane matters, while the worldly people did not share with them in the blessings of their hereafter. They lived in this world in the best manner of living, and ate the choicest food, and so they enjoyed herein all that the worldly people enjoyed and achieved from it, what the haughty and arrogant had achieved."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
We have tips on how to focus on the hereafter. And one of them is virtuous deeds establishing a path to paradise. Apart from the five pillars of Islam, establishing good relationship with family and maintaining pure friendships can also help to promote good deeds. There are many ways in which we can carry out virtuous deeds which can please Allah. Other righteous deeds include being kind to others, being hospitable to the family, friends, and neighbors, not backbiting or judging others. Yeah, we should rush to perform good deeds before something hinders us from doing it. Working towards bettering ourselves will help us improve our iman. There are many things we need to do as Muslims to ensure that our eyes, mouth, and body are in submission to Allah. We need to constantly be checking our heart and purifying it to gain a better life in the hereafter. So, we try to make the necessary steps in our life today to work towards a better chance of obtaining paradise and, most importantly, pleasing Allah by the way of Islam.
يا إلهي فاعف عني
This is today's special and one question. What is the price we pay for going overboard? Dear brothers and sisters, focusing on the present life with lack of consideration for the hereafter can push us to the edges of narcissism or something called the entitlement syndrome, by which psychologists refer to a state where one feels that one is rightfully entitled to the fulfillment of one's wishes and desires, and is entitled to enjoy all that life can offer, confronted with the reality of limited time in this life. Therefore, and to acquire and enjoy this life's resources, we plant the seeds of greed and dissatisfaction within us that in turn lead to injustice, deprivation of the rights of people, to the misuse of power and authority, and so on. The Prophet expressed his concern for our iman when he says, "By Allah, it is not poverty that I fear for you, but I fear that this world will be spread out in front of you as it was spread out in front of those before you. And then you will vie for it as they vied for it, and it will destroy you as it destroyed them."
There is no day that we wake up and we don't hear fresh news about some people who left this life, and some of them are young. Some of those people who left and leave this life regularly on a daily basis are young. They have ambitions, they have aspirations, they have goals, they have plans for today, for tomorrow, for next week, next month, next year, but they disappear. So God is saying in 95, verse 95, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Do not sell the covenant of your Lord for a worthless, for a ridiculous price, for a meager price. Don't. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ. The covenant that you have with the Lord, that you made with the Lord here in this life, is very important. Don't sell it cheap. Don't exchange it with anyone, with anything. Nothing is worth the price of the covenant we made with God, to be loyal to Him. When you sign in, when you join a corporation, an office, a company, and they tell you, "We give you this much, we take care of your health insurance," some of them they take care of your transportation, some of them even your housing, "and we give you this much, but dedicate your entire being for this company, from A to Z." God said, "I sent you here with a good salary. I'm giving you a good salary, don't worry. The salary you get from me is lucrative, is unique. No one is going to give you this return on this salary. So work for me." When you sign this contract, this covenant, ahd with God, stay true to it. Don't exchange it. Don't sell it tomorrow. Keep it. Keep it.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop.
Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.